Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Scott, you've spent a lot of time out on the ranges during the roundups and just to watch the herds themselves when no one else is around. Can you talk to us about the direct effects and impacts from these roundups? You know, BLM tries to keep the public as far away as possible, but every once in a while, you know, groups will manage to get up close and get video clips, and then we see it, how horrific it is. And you know, once you see those images, you can't forget them. What happens to pregnant mares and little foals and stallions are trying to get free. Talk to me about the roundups. What really happens? Efforts to keep the public from seeing it and how the herds are affected, the bands, the families in the long run.
You know, it's probably the worst part, George, of the Bureau of Land Management's disinformation campaign. The constant refrain that they are committed to the humane handling of these wild horses and burros during these helicopter roundups. I call it gaslighting because all you have to do is watch. Wild Horse Education is a group run by Laura Lee, who in my view is sort of the prototypical wild horse advocate, and nobody has more skin in the game than Laura Lee. She lives there in Nevada. She's been following this issue, for decades. She has done incredible work documenting the roundup. She goes out, she or someone on her team, and they videotape these roundups. Here's the thing. What people love about these wild herds is the stories. We love the stories of the families. We love following individual horses as they go through their lives. We love, you know, the sort of the soap opera out there on the range as stallions are, you know, vying for mares and young stallions are trying to get established and, you know, watching a newborn foal stand for the first time and then, just within hours of its birth, racing across the range with its family. Those are the kind of things that really inspire those of us who love and value these herds. And so when we see videos taken by Wild Horse Education or some of the other groups that are out there, you know, videotaping and documenting these roundups, we see an absolute disregard for these stories and for the animals themselves. You know, it's obvious that these families are very close with each other, that the family bands are sort of at the very heart of wild horse society. And yet the Bureau of Land Management just scoffs at the notion. They think it's just ridiculous to think that these animals have families, that they care about each other, that it's traumatic when they get separated and split up. And yet, you know, what we see all day, every day when these roundups are happening are, you know, horses that are just traumatized. Not only are they physically traumatized from being chased by these helicopters through the desert for miles and miles and miles before running into traps, but they are psychologically traumatized from being separated. And we just saw a really good example of this in Wyoming, the McCullough Peaks herd of horses, which is a very small herd that the BLM has set a policy that will eventually lead to the extinction of this herd of horses. Very colorful, splashy colors, a herd that is easily accessible, that is popular and beloved. A young foal was born, a little filly was born just a few months ago. Her name was Thora, named after her father, Thor. And what made her special was that she had the same very unique sort of very one in a million markings as her father. And, you know, advocates from all around the world said, please leave this little one alone. Please let her stay out on the range. She was beloved by both of her parents. There's some great photography by Sandy Sisti, Carol Walker, and others of little baby Thora with her family. The entire band, you know, kept her safe. And the Bureau of Land Management saw that. They saw people saying, please let this little one remain wild and free. And they conducted a bait and trap operation, and they caught her, and they are licking their chops at the idea of the adoption auction when that little filly, I mean, people are just devastated that this little baby foal was taken from her mother, from her family band, and is now sitting in a filthy corral, standing up to her knees in muck, alone, scared, confused. And the BLM knew what the reaction would be. And they know how much that little filly is loved and cared for. And they're licking their chops because they know that they are going to make a lot of money when it's time to put her up for auction. And that's the kind of just nefarious thinking that we've got in charge of the Wild Horse and Burro program. The program is not populated by people who know or care about wild horses. The people who populate the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro program are first and foremost livestock people, people from the livestock industry. And they don't see any difference between a free-roaming wild horse and a trespassing steer. It's all the same to them, and they treat these animals accordingly.
It almost seems like they go after historic herds, beloved herds, beloved horses. Once they figure out that, because they want to hear people scream, they want to hear
they want to show the taxpayers who's in charge and who's boss. And you know, it's an outrage to think that we are paying their salaries. And you know, on the McCullough Peaks herd, you had 6,100 American taxpayers submit comments in opposition to this roundup plan. Comments submitted by organizations that represent hundreds of thousands of American taxpayers. And did the BLM listen to all of those thousands and thousands of American taxpayers? No. They heeded the wishes of six ranchers who run their cattle and sheep on that McCullough Peaks wild horse herd management area. So instead of listening and heeding the views of all of those taxpayers, instead, they're taking care of six ranchers who want more grass for their cattle and sheep. And that is the calculus, and that is what we're up against. And like I said, it is basically an industry that this agency has built to enrich a very few. And it is a system that is built to basically ignore and thumb the nose at the American taxpayers who want wild horses and burros wild and free out on our public lands.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I think for the first 20 years that I covered wild horse issues, there were BLM had a policy. They had to have a public meeting, you know, for a particular roundup. They wanted public input, and they'd have an actual meeting where people would show up. And the public reaction was certainly predictable, is overwhelmingly in favor of no roundups, leave them alone. So BLM, you know, eventually stopped doing that altogether and submit comments, and the comments make absolutely no difference whatsoever. I mean, the public's sentiment is overwhelming in all of these roundups, and BLM always ignores it. And I wonder, how do they get away with it year after year? Administrations come and go. There's a Republican, there's a in the White House, there's a Democrat, Congress, different parties control different houses, and it's always the same. No matter when Congress steps up and says, we want this to end, it continues. How is it possible?
You've hit the nail on the head, and it's because there is a self-perpetuating system that the BLM has created that basically is doing the will of these multinational corporations like JBS, the world's largest meat company, headquartered in Brazil, Smithfield, headquartered in China. These are the meat companies that are ultimately pulling the strings on, you know, how our grazing policy is set. And things were terrible for wild horses and burros under George W. Bush. They were terrible under Barack Obama. They were terrible under Donald Trump. And now Joe Biden's administration has basically doubled down on all of the terrible policies, and we have had more horses rounded up, more horses killed in the helicopter roundups, more horses and burros landing in the slaughter pipeline than ever before. And we've got an administration that claims to be all about, you know, conserving nature and fighting climate change. They talk about fighting climate change, and yet they're clearing off wild horses that actually fight wildfires and are good for the environment and replacing them with methane belching cattle and sheep. And it just, you know, it is how our system is set up, and it is very difficult, even for members of Congress. There are members of Congress, like Nevada's own Dina Titus, who has long been a champion and a friend of wild horses. She has sponsored the Wild Horse and Burro Protection Act, which is H.R. 3656, a bill pending in Congress that would ban the use of aircraft to manage wild horses and burros and force the federal government to find more humane alternatives. But even with a champion like that, it is a very, very powerful cabal that is setting policy for our public lands and for grazing policy. And that is how the BLM gets away with it, because it gets the political cover it needs from those very powerful interests.
Yeah, it's like no matter how much noise the public makes, the Mustang loving public raises hell. Members of Congress raise hell. Dina Titus introduces legislation to ban these horrible helicopter roundups. Media coverage, BLM seems immune to it. They almost are haughty and laughing about it. And
yes.
I swear sometimes it seems like they get enjoyment out of making the wild horse community howl, and which is why they target particularly beloved herds.
And particularly beloved individual animals, too. And the thing is, every time there's a terrible incident, like, last summer, the Antelope Complex Roundup in central Nevada, a beautiful Palomino stallion named Mr. Sunshine, who was beloved by the advocates. He attempted to flee the trap. He jumped over the panels, and when he came down, he just shattered his back leg, shattered it. So there is this beautiful Palomino wild stallion on three legs, and the BLM sent a helicopter and riders on horseback, and they chased that poor guy who tried to run away on three legs for 35 minutes before they finally put him out of his misery. And whenever something really terrible like that is documented and shown to the public, the BLM comes out with its disinformation and its gaslighting. And the first thing you'll see is a press release saying BLM study confirms that helicopter roundups are the most humane management tool. It's like they are, you know, that's the one thing they do really good is their PR. You know, thankfully, it looks like maybe we've got federal courts are starting to wake up to this. Laura Lee and her group, Wild Horse Education, along with other groups, including Animal Wellness Action and Center for Humane Economy that I used to work for, just received a positive ruling from a federal district court judge that in a lawsuit that was filed after a little foal suffered a broken leg as it was being pursued by helicopter. And even after that little baby had snapped its front leg, still the BLM helicopters chased it until finally they drove out there and put that poor little thing out of its misery. But that incident prompted Dina Titus's bill, but it also prompted this lawsuit. And we won that lawsuit. And what the judge said is the BLM has to go through the steps that is required by federal regulations and by the Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act. It has to have a management plan for these wild horse herd management areas. It can't just say, oh, well, we did one 10 years ago, and so we're going to still rely on that. No, the judge said, you know, you have to give the public an opportunity to comment. That opportunity to comment needs to mean something. And so now the BLM has to go back and do a whole new herd management plan for the pancake complex. And that, of course, sets a valuable precedent for wild herds across the West.
It seems like you could file a boilerplate lawsuit against to stop every roundup and make them justify it, because they really don't do their homework on any of them, where you challenge the herd management plan and the numbers that they're throwing around and make them step up to the plate and prove it.
Well, that's why we need Laura Lee in this fight, because no one fights harder in court than Laura Lee and Wild Horse Education. And by the way, if your listeners are looking for a group that is out there doing this hard work and winning and documenting the terrible mistreatment, definitely support Wild Horse Education. I mean, because this lawsuit, this addresses the very arrogance that you were just referring to a few minutes ago, George, this sort of just this attitude that the BLM has, that they can do whatever the heck they want and not have any accountability to anyone. Well, now we've got a judge that says, actually, you are accountable, BLM, and you are going to have to go through the process that is required by law. You can no longer just kind of shrug and say, oh, we're going to do it this way because this is the way we've always done it. No, you need to have a management plan for these herd management areas. You need to it can't just be about roundups. You know,
awesome.
The Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act is about more than just roundups. It has to be about maintaining healthy horses and maintaining healthy rangelands.
You know, there have been a number of studies, reviews of the program, some expensive studies too, that looked at adoptions, that looked at fertility control. The National Academy of Sciences did a big review made all kinds of recommendations. BLM goes, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And then goes back to normal. Fertility control.
That's exactly right.
You know, fertility control works. There is money set aside for it, and they just won't spend it. They won't do it, or they'll pay lip service to it.
And
very little of it.
That's right. You know, and so, you know, what we're trying to do, George, is we're trying to wake Congress up to the mismanagement and the lies by the Bureau of Land Management. And that's why I ask people, call your members of Congress, call 202-224-3121, ask for your United States representative and both U.S. senators. Tell them you care about this issue. You're an American taxpayer who supports wild horses and burros on public lands and support the Wild Horse and Burro Protection Act. Let's get some protection in. And I would also make note that, you know, this isn't the only lawsuit that is pending. Laura Lee has also filed lawsuits against the BLM, so that the Comprehensive Animal Welfare Plan, which are the rules that the BLM wrote for itself to ensure humane handling of these animals, is actually enforceable. Because, again, whenever these terrible incidents happen, horses are killed, baby foals are orphaned, all the terrible things that we see, the BLM says, oh, but we have these rules. We have this Comprehensive Animal Welfare Plan that we have, and it's not enforceable.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.